are listening to KVMR FM Nevada City, KCPC Camino, and it's time for The Sages Among Us. What makes a community great? Most importantly, it's the people who live and work there and who are engaged in community life. The Sages Among Us focuses on these people, what they do and why they do it, and celebrates the leadership, time, and energy they bring to making a positive difference for all of us.
And good evening. You are listening to The Sages Among Us. I'm Holly Grimaldi Flores, your host tonight, and I am going to be talking to somebody who has been a coup, apparently, for me to have gotten on Sages Among Us, somebody who's been overlooked in our community, and I'm talking about Jim Adams, who was born in San Jose and spent the most of his early life there, but in 1999 moved to Nevada County, where he spent most of his adult years and doing a lot of different things, working for Ray Morgan Company when I met him, and also being involved as a member of the Nevada Joint Union High School District School Board. He was on Touchdown Productions, the face and voice of Nevada Union Sports for a number of years, and is currently the Nevada Union High School Football KNCO voice of football, I guess you would call it, Jim. And I just want to say welcome and thanks for being here.
It's great to be here with you, Holly. You know, I've gotten to see you twice in 1 week. And
crazy.
Is that just one of those little gifts in the world?
I know how people will go in circles and never see each other at all and then suddenly run into each other everywhere. I like it very much. But I'm so glad to have you on the show and was really surprised that you haven't been on Sages Among Us. And when I announced that you were my guest, I was somebody else said right away, like, I cannot believe he hasn't been. So how have you escaped is the question.
I don't know, but it's a pleasure to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about you coming up here. How did you find Nevada County?
My parents moved up here in the 80s, the 1980s, and as a result of that, I had a great opportunity to come up and visit, and I really liked the setting, I liked the climate, and to be honest with you, I liked the schools. My children were in elementary and middle school at the time, and I thought that this would be a really good fit for them to get an excellent quality education, and I also thought that maybe it was time in my life to kind of step back and have a little bit of a slower pace compared to what I was experiencing in San Jose. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to make the move. And so I made the move. And to be honest with you, Holly, I really haven't regretted it.
No, I did similar. It was the schools that got me here also, looking for a great place to raise my kids, and found Nevada County accidentally, saw how good the schools were, and made the move just a few years before you did. So how did you go from I'm coming here to visit to being so active, because you have really dug into this community?
Well, I figured that if I was going to go and live in a new locale, especially a smaller locale like Nevada County and more specifically Grass Valley and Nevada City, I thought, you know, I should have some skin in the game.
Yes.
I should get involved. I should roll up my sleeves and see if at all what kind of a difference I might be able to make in the community. And so almost from the outset of moving to Grass Valley, Nevada City, I looked for things in which I could be involved, where I might be able to make a difference, where my expertise might pay off in certain ways. And so as a result of that, I was fortunate enough and blessed enough to be able to do a variety of things that I very much enjoyed.
Tell me a little bit about your background when you're talking about the skill set that you are bringing. I met you, you were Ray Morgan, which was, for people who don't know, a very large copier business
technology
machines
company. Yes.
And so what did you come from San Jose with that career, or what was your background?
No, I actually said, I'm going to go on a leap of faith. And I left the job that I had in San Jose. Ray Morgan Company heard that I was now available and that I had moved up to Nevada County, and they had an office in Nevada City. And so they approached me, and I had enough faith that I figured that something good could come my way. And so they approached me fairly early in my tenure in Nevada County, and they said to me, we'd really like to have you on board. And so I spent the next 21 years working for Ray Morgan.
A mere 21 years. And that, I'm guessing, not unlike some of the jobs I've had here, introduced you to members of the community.
Yes, it did. I got to meet a lot of the key people, but at the same time, I said, okay, how can I budget my time so that I can be exposed to different positive experiences that might be able to make a difference? And so I immediately had that in the forefront of my mind, and that led me in the directions that I went.
Did you have mentors growing up? Were you raised with that philosophy of giving back and being community-minded?
You know, I had mentors, but I wasn't particularly raised in that way. But I evolved when I got up here to being able to do things that I hadn't done before. Step out of my box, step out of my comfort zone, and do some things that might be different and productive and creative, and that would allow me to really become a part of the community. So I wanted to do that at that stage in my life. I had a lot of mentors when I was back in San Jose, but really when I came here, I thought, okay, I'm going to take a new approach, and I did.
So when we're talking about mentors, because I think that's so important for kids, especially coming up as the world has changed so much, is that part of your drive to be a mentor to other people?
It's interesting, but I have been a mentor to so many people in Nevada County, but mainly youth. I have a very, very matter-of-fact approach to life. Maybe it's because of my age, maybe it's because of how I grew up, but I felt that our youth was our future. And as a result of that, the time that I gave to them would probably be the most valuable contribution that I could make. And so I mentored dozens of youth to help them in their path of life.
And how did you do that? Talk about that a little bit.
Huh. At a certain point in time, Mike Bratton introduced me to an opportunity at Earl Jameson High School.
Wow, in the Wayback Machine there.
Correct. Earl Jameson is the continuation school. And I'm going to try to say this gracefully, it had a lot of kids that were either on the wrong track or really needed some guidance. Mm-hmm. They had been ignored. They hadn't found the right paths, and I thought that I could help them find the right paths. So many of them I worked with and I worked with closely to help them become better citizens and to emerge as more contributing people in a positive way. And it led to many opportunities with many different students to help them out, worked very closely with Jim Hinman, who used to be on the high school board of Nevada Joint Union High School District. And so I gravitated towards, in that phase, working with youth. Now, what did that lead to? That led to me working with a broad spectrum of people who wanted to find their path in life.
Something we're all looking for, right?
I guess. But in the case of the youth, I felt that that was where I could make the most genuine contribution. And so much of the stuff that I began to do, like for example, Holly, there's a project called Project Amigo. It is in Colima, in the state of Colima in Mexico. And they had a dental clinic. Well, Holly, my major in college at San Jose State was Spanish. So I'm fluent in English, but I'm also fluent in Spanish.
Good to know, Jim.
I know it. Es una buena cosa. Yo podía decir todo eso en español. Okay.
Lost me already.
I know. Okay, let me move.
Don't let that Flores fool you.
There you go. Yeah. I'll stick with Grimaldi, okay?
Thank you. No Italian either.
And so I took groups of students on mission trips there, on dental missions in the state of Colima in Mexico. And it formed for me some long-standing friendships that lasted, that have lasted until today, and it's allowed me to really work with youth and help them to do positive things. One of the students who I took decided to declare her major in Spanish, and she has gone on to do great things, and it all started because of our trips to Colima.
And what a difference making on both sides, for the kids that you took that were doing the work, and then for the work that was being done for the people in Colima. So a win-win, really.
Yeah.
So somehow you went from there and made your way to the school board.
Yes, I did. I thought, with everything that I've done, this would be an extremely valuable contribution. And so...
I can't imagine an easy one, though.
No, it was very difficult. It was one that I ended up somewhat regretting. It was very arduous. It was something that I thought would be rewarding and fun, but it didn't turn out to be that at all.
One of my first broadcasting reporter on the job, you know, go to a site, was to go to a Nevada Union, a Joint Union School Board meeting. And it was eye-opening. And that was 2005. So I can't imagine that it got any easier.
It didn't. I was glad I did it, and I'm glad I served my time. But if I had to do it over again, I would not do it.
And do you think that because your work, you weren't able to be effective, or because it was just controversial and difficult and contentious? And I'm assuming all of those things, by the way.
It felt like we were always treading water. Working with the parents in some cases was very difficult. When you would have a board meeting, you never knew what was coming up and people, what would happen. And people would take pot shots at you. They'd try to devalue who you were. They'd try to devalue the job that you're doing. And, you know, it got to the point where I said to myself, this isn't really what I expected at all. And it made me feel like I wasn't really making a great contribution and that I wasn't really making a difference. And,
took the talent elsewhere.
Well, and you've seen it with board members who have come off the board in the last few years. They've just said, I can't believe that this is as difficult as it is. And I hate to say this, but a lot of it had to do with the parents. Now, controversial statement, okay? But,
well, you know, who else would it be? It's not going to be maybe the teachers, I suppose, but every parent thinks that their child deserves the best in A-list, and when they don't feel like their child is getting that, if they're the kind of person that's going to be vocal, of course they're going to take that to the place they think they can make a change.
Yeah, so it was, I'm glad I did it, but it was difficult.
And you are listening to The Sages Among Us. I'm Holly Grimaldi Flores. My guest tonight is Jim Adams, a former Nevada Joint Union High School District member and elected official, really.
Yes, I ran my elections and lost once, won once.
Well, I will say I have over the years thought about running, and it is too, people are too mean. I don't have the skin for it. So congratulations to you, and I applaud you for doing it, and then also for knowing that it wasn't a good fit for you. So where did you then take your talent and your drive to want to make things better for people?
Well, I always enjoyed being involved with Nevada Union football. Early on, Touchdown Productions allowed me to broadcast the games on television. And Holly, I broadcasted some legendary games, games I will never forget. My sidekick was a guy by the name of Marty Mortensen. Marty and I are still great friends. Marty would be my color person as I moved on to KNCO to do the games on the radio. Again, Marty came right along with me, and he's just an incredibly excellent person, and he gives back value to me in life. And so I thought, that's something that I could do and that I could enjoy. Now, Holly, it's a lot of work.
Yes.
It's not something that's easy, because you have to be extremely prepared when you go live for the next 3 hours.
Well, I said it's something I couldn't do. I don't have that brain. I don't have that capability. But I always joke that when I do color, it's going to be like, I really like how the blue looks with the green. I really like how they put that purple and yellow together. That's my idea of color commentary.
Let's do it, Holly.
That's as good as we get, right?
If Marty can't make it some week, I want you there.
I'm going to say, why did he wear those shoes?
No, Ernie, kidding. Holly's husband would say, absolutely not.
Yes. Well, as I have watched my husband coach for 30 years, I understand the impact of being mentors to youth. So that's one of the things I really admire, that is where you are putting your efforts. And this is maybe a different way that you are mentoring, but I understand you came out of retirement and are working at a local pizza delivery place, and you must be mentoring the heck out of young people to get them to show up for work.
What a great opportunity. I never thought that at my age I would find something that would be so enjoyable. You know, it's weird, Holly, because fortunately in the job that I had, I created a good retirement for myself. I'm very good financially. So I don't work for the money anymore. I work because it's pleasurable to stay active and it's a physical job. And I got a phone call from Domino's, the Grass Valley store, and they said, we're going through some transitions. Would you consider coming on board with us? And I thought about it. I said, food service, I've never done that before. But I knew I was going to get to work with a lot of young people.
Right.
And so, again, like I'd done several times in my life, I decided I'm going to go for it. So I started to work for Domino's Pizza. And that has been an incredibly meaningful experience. Working with people, I've now gone from the Grass Valley store to helping to run both the Grass Valley and the Auburn store, and it has been so rewarding. And I'm 69 years old. I said, I'm going to do it until I'm 70. Well, I don't know. I'm enjoying it so much. I may cut back a little, but it's a great job and a great company.
Well, tell me something. In 25 years of being in Nevada County and working with youth, have you seen youth change, the change in kids over the last 25 years?
Unfortunately, it's been kind of significant and not for the better. There's a sense of entitlement today that I think we as parents have instilled on our offspring. And there is a lack of motivation, a lack of responsibility. I have determined, Holly, that I am old school, that I am a relic, that I am a fossil, that I am a dinosaur, because the way that I do things is very much old school, extremely. For example, today, I was supposed to have the day off, but at 8:55, the owner of the company called me and said, I need you there at 9:30 because so-and-so didn't show up again. He didn't show up like once every 2 weeks.
Right.
And so the sense of entitlement and the sense of doing as little as I can in order to get paid is disturbing today.
And I know we're making a generalization. Obviously, there's some great kids out there, but that's one of the questions that I had, was because it seems like we did overcompensate somewhere in the 90s raising our kids, and maybe, what was the term, helicoptered, and then
helicopter parent.
Yes. Yes, a little bit too hands-on. And so now we want them to be all on their own, but they need to really learn. So is that part of what you're doing, is mentoring there to teach people how to work?
It's incredible. You have to model it if they're going to change because of it. And if you model it, it gives you the right to say to them, listen, Riley, these are the things that you need to do in order to be successful in general in life. And like, a couple of weeks ago, we had a new employee that was going to start in Auburn, and I was in Auburn, and the owner of the company came to me and said, Colby is starting today in Auburn. I said, oh, that's great. He said, you know why I wanted him to start today? I said, no, why? And he said, because I want you to train him. And so that's a great opportunity to be able to say, okay, these are the things that at this job and in general in life are going to help make you a success.
Right.
And make you grow and thrive. And so this job gives me the opportunity to do it. I remember when I first started, I went up to several of the employees and said, what do you like about this place? What don't you like? What should be changed? What are some of your observations? And they talked to me and then they said, can we ask you a question? I said, sure. And they go, will you answer it honestly? I said, I don't know. It depends on what the question is. And they said, are we on Undercover Boss? I said, no, we're not.
But that is funny because they're saying, what's this guy doing here,
yeah.
Right? Right.
What is this old man doing that is so unique?
Well, I love that you're doing that. And I do think that kids today need a little bit more guidance. Parents, I talk to teachers a lot who say parents have checked out. The job is very different of teaching now. There's a lot of parenting and a lot of teaching basic life skills versus, you know, being able to teach math and science.
Yeah. One great example that I have, the Heppy family is a great family. But Chandler Heppy was a guy who played volleyball at NU and also went on one of the trips to Colima with me. It gave me a chance to just really form a friendship and a camaraderie with Chandler. What did he do? He went on to the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, and now he's one of the top guns, and he and I still interface a lot. And look at how much he's grown. Now, some of that is because of his family, because he has a great family.
Right.
But to be able to watch somebody like that thrive, he sends me a video, and it's a video of a jet flying over a college football stadium.
Amazing.
And he says, that's me.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, and his father was a Nevada Union football star.
Absolutely.
As we might know. You're listening to The Sages Among Us. I'm Holly Grimaldi Flores. My guest is Jim Adams. And we are talking about some bits of mentoring youth and the future of Nevada County. Because one of the things, Jim, I'm wondering about is, are you seeing the next generation coming up? Are people, are those 30, 40-somethings becoming involved? And what is our future for Nevada County? Tough question. I had to throw you out there.
That is a really difficult question.
I see it a little bit. You know, I'm starting to see it.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, my standards are really high, Holly. And sometimes, you know, one of the people at work said to me, the owner's wife said to me, Jim, you're too much of a perfectionist. And you expect too much. And, you know, if I expect too much, and then I get 3/4 of what I expect, it's still sometimes a really good victory.
Right, right.
And
start high, nowhere.
So, you know, I'd like to see more growth. I'd like to see people really contribute more. I think that to a lot of extent, society is going, this is going to be controversial, is going in the wrong direction. And
it's been a tough 5 years.
It has been. Very difficult. And COVID didn't make it any better. I was teaching when COVID hit and having to do things remotely and then having to teach with a mask on. So challenging. You go, what's going to happen to these students? Because it was a void of several years in their life.
Right, right.
And they couldn't even graduate.
In so many areas, because it was social and then what wasn't being learned or, you know, maybe half learned. Those helicopter parents still exist, or the opposite, where there was no parenting at all, and then they really weren't learning. So certainly some concerns for the future.
It was challenging, and to a certain extent, I understand it. How are you going to learn in the atmosphere that was in place then? But getting back to your original question, I would encourage everyone to roll up their sleeves and get involved. Don't stand on the sidelines. Get in the game. Find out what your niche is, where you can make a positive difference in our community, because that's the only way we're going to make it better. Don't be a part of the problem. Be part of the solution.
And, of course, we're talking about youth, but it doesn't have to be youth, right?
No.
There's plenty of senior opportunities. There's plenty of animal opportunities. There's no lack of opportunity if you want to get involved. Even if it's just when I first started volunteering, it was because I wanted to go to an event and I couldn't afford the ticket. And somebody said, well, why don't you volunteer? And that opened up a whole world for me. So there's that. What do you, if you were to retire, I can't imagine what would you do with your days. I'm thinking about 15 different nonprofits that come to mind, but what are your thoughts? Can't be quiet, Jim.
I don't. That's a tough one. If I find that I don't work for 3 days in a row, I get a little antsy. Ew, what a sad editorial at 69, huh? but I do get a little antsy. When they called me in today, it was in the middle of a three-day break or days off that I had. I was ready to go in.
There you go.
So I'd have to find something that I thought was unique, but that I also thought would really interest me and where I could make a difference that would be a worthwhile investment of my time.
Well, I don't think there's any lack of opportunity.
No.
It's just a matter of what that is going to be. And even, you know, we're at a volunteer public radio station. There's no lack of opportunities here, and there's always need. They're always looking. So not that I'm throwing you into the KVMR circle, but I'm just saying that there are a lot of choices for people. We have a few minutes left, and I do want to talk about what you would like to see different, because we are talking a little bit about the change that has been in Nevada County. I know it's not just Nevada County, but certainly our community changed over the last few years.
Cal, joke for a minute. I'd like the winters to be a little warmer.
Me too.
I find as I get older that the winters bother me more.
Well, they last till the end of May now.
That's... I know. Isn't that something? Come on, global warming.
Come on.
But the summers, though, are delightful.
Yeah.
So I kind of live for the summers. But, you know, sometimes I think that people gossip too much in Nevada County.
We do. We're a small town, and I think that is probably a universal thing for small towns because everybody knows everybody, or they think they do. But that is, you're right, that is one thing that we could do a little less of.
Yeah, and I've had some incredible gossip times, some of which were somewhat hurtful, but, you know, I have so refrained from giving editorial comments that are negative about people because I don't want to be part of the gossip. I want to be part of the solution rather than the problem. And to be honest with you, my mother once said to me, if you can't say something nice about somebody, don't say it. Why can't we subscribe to that axiom?
Yes. Well, and when somebody said something to me, what other people think of you is none of your business, which was very helpful to me because, yeah, you know, it's a small town, as we know. So with 2 minutes left, I want to talk to you about what you think should be the one thing we can offer for the future for these kids to be able to stay here and grow here and become part of the community?
That's a great question, Holly. We have to provide opportunities. And there has to be professional job opportunities that they can see themselves earning well, raising a family, providing for themselves and the other people who are special for them. There has to be, we don't want them going to Roseville and to Sacramento. We'd rather have them stay here and contribute. But even in the case of my children, all of them are extremely successful. They had to go to Sacramento. My son is with Sac Fire. My daughter is a nurse in Medford, Oregon. My son is an engineer in Redding, California. My son is the number two guy at Department of Fish and Wildlife in Sacramento. They had to go someplace else to get what they wanted.
Which is really sad, but I understand also just part of it because even though we are a small town, we have really big dollar economy in terms of housing and that sort of thing. So we are going to be looking for you, sir, now at Domino's Pizza, Mr. Jim Adams.
Very good. Come see me, please.
All right. And then we're going to be listening for you, hopefully, on a division section title winning football team. Oh, I would say in the fall, but really they start any
Late
minute
summer.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've been listening to The Sages Among Us. I'm Holly Grimaldi Flores.